Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
On top of that, you have the 17-year locust thing hitting. And so you've got locusts, and got this obnoxious harp squeal. So I asked Father what it was, and he said it was harp trying to open portalways, new portals into the area. So I don't know if it's just this part of Ohio, my area. I don't even know if other parts of this county are hearing what I'm hearing. But it's just loud and obnoxious. And people up in Connecticut were saying they were hearing it, but haven't heard anybody from New Jersey or New York saying they're hearing it. Just a real loud, obnoxious harp thing going on. And it was starting and stopping early noon. It would start early in the morning. Now I've noticed it starts before even sunrise begins. And, it, at 2:30 this afternoon, it was still going on. It was still going on. It was still loud. Dogs don't even want to go outside. It's so loud. You can't sit out there and enjoy yourself. It's so loud. And so they're trying to open up portals. And at the same time, you have that CERN monstrosity on the border of Switzerland, which is opening portals everywhere. And I don't know if you've felt the change of the atmosphere, but you can feel the energy just shifting. It's creepy. It's evil feeling. Definitely a change in the air, so to speak. I don't know if that's everywhere, just this area. What's going on? But I'm holding out for something to happen between today and next week, because, you know, from what I've been seeing in the codes, after next week, after the 13th, the 14th of next week, the codes get really quiet. And so when the codes get quiet, it means there's nothing going on of significance. And if that's true, then it means this whole summer is just, you know, everybody is wanting to get out of here and wanting things to happen and wanting something to pop. It means nothing's going to. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be a long, boring, hot or cold summer, depending where you're at, if you get hit with an ice age or a heat wave. And it's just going to be boring. It's just going to be another just boring summer. In fact, the codes don't even pick up with any kind of excitement until November. And so, things could change. I mean, things could change, but this is what I'm looking at now when I'm looking ahead, and it's like, oh, no, I don't want to go through another summer. I don't want to go through another pagan winter month here. Feast once galore. If you're like me, you're just so sick of all the pagan holidays that the churches celebrate. And you just want out. You just want out and away. And it just seems like we're never going to escape it. I said 2016 was probably going to be the last year of semblance of life as we know it, because 2017 was just going to be a year of darkness. And when it's dark, it's creepy, it's evil. And it's just a year of darkness next year. And so Satan himself has said, if you've read the series of interviews I had with him, that their target date for arrival was September of 2017. And he said, now, if it happened earlier, then so be it. But 2017 is their latest target date. It's their latest time of arrival, because they need time to set things up so they can get the ball rolling in 2018. Because that is their let's have the ball rolling year by then. And so, theoretically, we could sit here from now until this time next year just waiting for something to pop. Waiting. I don't think anybody could take it. But it also gives people, especially those who are sleeping, a chance to wake up. and so many of them are. I noticed someone posted, I think on my Facebook, about this federal legislation, a legislation grab for all the water sources in the country. You know, and Father has told me that in the last days, water is going to be the most precious resource that we have. It's water. And so if people are looking for a place to run, a place to go, you better find a lake. You better find a water source that's not controlled by cities or municipal governments. Cities can shut their water off, and they're going to. Now you're going to have millions of people quarantined inside cities with no water. That's exactly what they're going to do. And they have these drills where they can surround cities like New York and Dallas and Houston and all these other cities. They can shut them down. You shut the highway access off down out of them, the main roads out of them, and you pretty much hold the people prisoner inside them. And then you herd them on the trucks and buses and trains, and you start herding them to FEMA camps. That's the plot, folks. That's the plan. And they're going after the people in cities first, because those are the easiest to shut down, and you get the most bang for your buck at that moment. You get millions of people. They know that the average person can't survive up to 6 months without some kind of help. They have to have food and water. And if the stores are closed and the water is shut off, people will be lining up to go to FEMA camps just to get food and water, or they'll be promised they'll get food and water. And then you get to these FEMA camps, and they want you to accept the mark of the beast. And you're already hungry, you're agitated, you're separated from your family, you want water, you're thirsty, and they're saying, just get this mark, and we'll give you food and water. And if you refuse, you're put off to the side somewhere so they can torture you some more and torment you and let you die slowly of lack of water and food until you decide to have a change of attitude and get the mark of the beast. This is what they're going to do. This is their plots and their planning. They don't expect very many people to be able to hold out 6 months, let alone a year. When they begin the phase to implement the mark of the beast, they're going to hit hard and they're going to hit fast. And they believe within 6 months, they can pretty much have 90% of the population under their control. Under their control is people who have the mark, because they will be hunting them down. They will be coming to them for a ride to a FEMA camp for food or water. That's what they believe. They'll also be going door to door in the suburbs and the countrysides, coming into your local towns, going door to door, knocking on the doors, making one of you to show them proof that you already have the mark of the beast. They're not going to call it the mark of the beast. They're going to call it an initiation or loyalty, sign of loyalty, or joining the new kingdom on earth or whatever. They keep changing what route. Well, we all know what it is. It's the mark of the beast. And if you don't have it, they're going to take you off to a FEMA camp. That's what I've been saying, folks. Defend yourself. Don't be taken to a FEMA camp alive. You know, I wrote a whole article on self-defense because this was years ago I wrote this, and one of the things that Lucifer laughs about the most is that churches, Christians, are so dumbed down. They don't even expect much of a fight. The churches, the pastors don't teach Bible prophecy. Most people don't even know how detrimental getting the mark of the beast is to their salvation. They flash 666 like it's, oh, it's the devil, but he's a nice guy. Most people don't understand the damnation involved with getting the mark of the beast in their, on their right hand or forehead. And the churches dumb it down. They don't talk about Bible prophecy. They don't get their people prepared and ready for the things that are coming. Especially when it comes to self-defense and defending themselves. People think they're supposed to lay down and be floor mats for the government to come and haul them off to FEMA camps because their pastor said, oh, they're supposed to be. They're supposed to listen to their government. Romans chapter 1. Because this is what the government is teaching the pastors to say. Don't you think there's something wrong when the government steps in and starts teaching the pastors of the churches what to say? Now, who do you really think the God of the churches is? It's not God of heaven. It's not the Father. He left the building a long time ago, folks. He's not in the churches today. You don't have to roll over and be a floor mat to Satan and his people. I get so tired of it. And this whole weekend has been Muhammad Ali, blah, blah, blah. He was a black Muslim hater. He hated white people. His war was against white people. But yet all these people want to celebrate him as if he was some kind of role model, an icon. He didn't even worship the Most High God. He worshipped Lucifer. He was a sign the dotted line devil worshiper. I had no respect for that scum. And they want to shove this Muhammad Ali and this crap in your face until you just want to barf it back up. You know, he was an Illuminati sacrifice. If you look at the numbers of his death, the day equaled 666. The year he was born equaled 11, which is judgment. He was, or his age, he was 74. And the day he was killed was a 666 day. He was a sacrifice. Jan Crouch, TBN, she was a sacrifice. There's two more coming. I don't know who they are. But there's two more icon sacrifices coming. I guess you could call Jan Crouch an icon. She influenced a lot of Christians. People who like that Beast Network. All that Beast religious programming. That's not the Father. They don't please him. They're all signed the dotted line. We worship Satanists. They worship Satan. They're Satanists. Kenneth Copeland, Benny Hinn, they're all Satan worshipers. The Beast Network is owned by the Masons. My husband could never understand it because for years, every time he'd put on the Beast Network, I would just lose it. I would go ballistic. I didn't want it on in my house. Took him years to figure that one out and learn. Finally learned. They all worship Satan. They're serving him. They're not serving the Most High. I mean, Hal Lindsey, I grew up idolizing that guy. He to me was like the prophecy guru of all end times. And when you get older and you find out he's a 33rd degree Mason and met his last wife at a stripper club, you're like, what? What happened to this guy? He's idolizing a prophecy guru when he's a kid. Turns his stomach. They all do. They all do. Jack Van Impe, Mr. Bible Man. I remember growing up listening to him all the time. My mom used to always buy his stuff. Boy, you could sell a video. You could make up a rapture date and make millions just selling videos to stupid Christians. My mom bought a ton of them. Just make up a date and a good excuse and make a video. I actually seen his wife, Rexella, shapeshift on TV a few times. She's a lizard. That was crazy. That was the end of Jack Van Impe. My illusions here were getting shattered. Rochelle Lindsay, Jack Van Impey, all of them. Then you realize the whole network is just full of Satanists. Full of Satanists. They're all 33rd degree Masons and above. And you have to be to get your own show. Of course, now they have it on TV to where even if you want to be a sports announcer, if you want commercial time, if you want promotion, you have to have signed the dotted line. You have to sell your soul to the devil, to Lucifer, to get on TV. That's how much control they have of everything now. Some of the people, when they show TVs and you see inadvertent people standing in the background or in the audience or whatever, those are still human, still normal people. But if you've got a microphone and you're looking into a camera and you're speaking, if you're an actor or an actress, any kind of news reporter, any kind of sports announcer, you have to have signed the dotted line. You had to sell your soul to the devil. Like, you'll notice a lot of TV stations are now, you don't need a college degree anymore to be a broadcast journalist. You need a beauty pageant award, because now Fox News, you know, they bring in all these Barbie dolls from the beauty pageants. Everybody knows beauty pageant girls are MK Ultra queens. That's all they are. They're MK Ultra. They're coming through the lab. They're lab rats. They come through these beauty pageants. And, of course, now the big push is which ones are really women and which ones are transgenders. Because they're making transgenders a big joke out of everything now. It's just a huge joke. Now we need women's sports away from transgenders, just for regular women. If you look at the Olympics, most of those women, they're not even real women. The WNBA is transgenders. Tennis has always been transgenders. Women need their own sports just for women. And no, it's not fair. Even if a guy is pumping up estrogen, he's still born with six different sets of muscles that women don't have. They will always have the muscular advantage over a woman who was born a woman. So no, it's not fair that transgender men should be allowed to compete in female sports as females. It's not fair. It's not fair to the women that are in that sport. Now we're going to have our own transgender league. And the whole reason they're doing it is because the shock value just isn't there anymore with the gay community. You know, having all these people coming out, gay actors and gay politicians and gay religious figures, the shock value's not there anymore. And Lucifer wants the shock value. They always like the shock value. And so now they're throwing it in your face and saying, look, this person was one of the first transgenders. And nobody knew. Look how long it took you guys to catch on. But we're not paying attention to that kind of thing. Our minds don't go to those levels of depravity that his is always at. You know? We don't think about that stuff. You know, these people, they've been doing it for 50 years. That's why a lot of these transgenders are so old now. And people are just catching on to the fact that they're transgenders. Because we don't think of that stuff. You know, I didn't grow up always looking over my shoulder to see what Lucifer was doing. Maybe I should have. But that's how they get you. That's how they sneak in and accomplish their agendas. You know, when you grow up like I did, I grew up in Baptist religion, you know, and of course everything's wrong there. You're going to go to hell for everything there. You don't go to movies, you don't play cards, you don't dance, you don't do anything, you don't breathe. And of course everybody else is going to hell. You know, the evil Methodists and evil Lutherans and everybody else that's not a Baptist. And all the religions are the same way. Catholics are the same way. Islam. But that's how they put you to sleep. because you're not paying attention to what Satan's doing. You're not watching TV, so you have no idea how he's using it as a tool to take control of the world's populations and what he's doing, how he's fulfilling his agendas and plans on Earth. So when they come up and bite you in the rear, you never saw it coming because you weren't paying attention. This summer, I don't know if it's probably going to be the same old. Oh, look at the train load of military vehicles. They're heading east. They're heading west. They're heading north. They always do in the summertime. They move bases around. They move equipment around. And people get all hyped up about, oh, look, there's martial law coming. Yeah, it's coming. But try not to feed too much energy into every little thing you see, because that's what they want. You know, there's certain people on the internet who have their own radio shows, have had them for years, probably longer than I've had mine, and they do nothing but feed constant info to incite fear into people. You know, I give info to prepare people. I don't want you to be afraid of these scumbags, but I want you to fight back. I want you to be ready to fight back. It's because I see a train full of military vehicles. Well, you know, they move stuff around in the summer. The stuff they don't want you to see, you won't see. You know, they've been moving Russian vehicles in over the Canadian border for the last 10 years. Where's all the chatter about that? Where's all the video? You know, they've been hiding Russian equipment and new NATO equipment everywhere. They're not going to use American troops to imprison American people. They're going to bring in the Chinese, which they've been stuffing in underground bases for years, which was one of my greatest joys in parts of the Oregon War against them, is getting the Oregon out to where these underground bases are, where the Chinese are at, because it makes them sick. And they end up leaving. They'll switch out troops and they'll just abandon their bases and their posts because they hate the Oregon. There was a Chinese tent city across the border in Mexico. We decimated that. And there was a Chinese RV city down the south of Texas. We pretty much decimated Texas right now. And we've targeted the alien prison bases that were there on the around the border areas. We've targeted the MyLabs, the DOMS, the military bases being used for child trafficking. That's been one of my pet projects. The past year is going after the child traffickers. I hate child traffickers. I have no love for them. Anybody that could harm a child, they're not human. They're beasts. And most of them are beasts. So going after the child trafficking bases and shutting them down, shutting down the MyLabs, going after the reptiles involved, flesh-eating diseases, impotence, inability to take over temporal bodies and clones, just every way we can come at them to shut them down is what we've been coming up with and coming at them with. Their nests under this country, Area 51, to Utah, the NSA base in Utah, to the Dulce and Los Alamos and Roswell bases in New Mexico. Just shutting all that down. Then the Denver International Airport, that whole area. The CIA base, the new one they built. That one's in Virginia. Virginia and Maryland, it seems to me like it's on the border of two different states, something weird like that. so I never really know exactly where it's at. It was bombed a couple years ago. Underground war going on, and then they rebuilt it. And I'm pretty sure we just destroyed it again. They might as well plan on never having it. Well, if there's a reptile base in this country, I'm going after it. Sick of all these reptiles. All they do is henpeck you to death. They get agencies like the FBI, and they just henpeck. It's like, what are you, two? Henpeck you to death. Flatten your tires. Cut your brake lines. Mess with your internet reception or your cable reception or, you know, it's always something. They just peck. While they're pecking, I'm creating more lists of other underground bases I'm going to go after and destroy. They want to trade $200 billion in underground bases because they, for a $60,000 car, or $20,000 car. Okay. You're going to give me $60,000 in medical bills? Either pay my medical bills, or I'm going after $600 billion in bases. Guess what they choose? They're like, bring it on, challenge accepted. So we just go after. We've taken out about $600 billion in bases last month. They're so stupid. So, access to water, folks. If you don't have your own well, then you cannot stay where you're at. Put it that way. If you don't have access to your own underground water that you can drink, then you need to move and find someplace to where you have access to your own well. They're going to shut off the water in the cities and the suburbs. And then it's going to dry out. You've got desert places like Texas and Oklahoma and some of that dry southwest areas where drought can decimate it. You need to start thinking about water sources. Water. That should be the number one thing on your list beside bullets and guns. And orgone. If you have a water source in your area, make sure you get orgone in it. Because if you don't have orgone in your water sources, then they're just going to take it. All the aliens and the UN and the White House and all the governments, they're going to take your water sources. They will not touch them if they have orgone in them. Orgone is like a poison to them. Kills them slowly, and they can't figure out what it is that's making them sick, and they figure out it's finally water. I mean, there was a point at one base where they were hauling in just thousands of bottles of water because they figured out we had affected the water source there. And so they couldn't use the water in the underground base. So they were hauling in thousands of cases of water. Aliens need water too, folks. They need it too. They're animals. All animals need water. Protect your water sources by getting orgone in them. What I'd like to do by the end of the summer is see a henge, an orgone henge in every single state. And I have pictures on my website, orgoneblasters.com. Of the henge I have here, and they're easy to put together. I'm not going to say they're cheap. I'm not going to say it's not a hassle, but it's not technically hard. You can get a 5-foot copper pipe 2 inches wide, make a bucket blaster, and then bury the bucket part, and make 12 of them in a circle They don't have to be out in the open. You can have four in the open and the rest in the woods somewhere, but you want a circular area. You want them in a circle. So we'll say, well, I have it a straight line. I have it zigzag. No, you want a circle, folks. The whole idea of a henge is making a portal. You want a portal, a round circular portal blasting through space. And I'd like to see a henge in every single state. Anybody who has a yard, anybody who has property that can get a portal. Orgone pucks are great. They saturate the atmosphere above your house. But orgone pucks don't punch space. Pipes punch space. And with CERN creating portals everywhere, you need to be able to punch space and fry them as they open up the portals. Because I'll tell you what Lucifer's doing with these portals that you don't see because they're dimensional beings. If the dimensions were merged right now, you'd be able to see these huge, ugly creatures coming through these portals that are being opened. People see portals, they see weird configurations of the clouds in the sky. Sometimes they're colored. Sometimes you'll see a ring of black. Looks like black smoke. These are portals that are being opened up. And back in the day when he rebelled against heaven, during his war against heaven, what they did was they used those CERNs. They had them back then too, folks. This isn't new. Like the Father said, nothing new under the sun. They figured out a way to use them. They're like, I don't know, they're like vacuums. They're like, they can break through dimensions. Go into like a different planet. Like say they punch through their way through Mars. Then they can pull all the beings off of Mars through this vacuum we'll call CERN, okay? They pull the beings through them towards the machine, wherever it is they have it targeted to have them pulled in and held prisoner at. They pull them in, and then they hold them prisoner. They stuff them somewhere. See, he's done this before. He's doing it again. I talk about it in my book, Interview with the Devil. And the time will come when he gets to his phase. He calls it the phase, because that's his phase. That's what he's counting down, waiting for the mark of the beast phase. He'll unleash them on the world, and no one is going to be safe from them. They're demonic, ugly, alien creatures who hate humans, probably feast and feed off humans. It's a question from a listener: do the pipes have to be 5 foot tall, or can you use 3 footers? 3 footers don't have enough punch to get into outer space. 3 footers have enough punch to hit sky or cloud level, but they don't have enough punch to hit further. And what we want is to hit further. So you want definitely 5 foot. 4 foot you might be able to get away with. 5 foot is a good focus. 5 foot and up. You want to be able to punch space, especially you people up in the northern parts of the country that keep getting caught in these alien wars at night, the angel and alien wars. There's a lot of them going on at night all the time up through there, because they come through that northwest area of the country. There's a portal there in the northwest, because we knocked the one out in Michigan above Lake Michigan. So they come throughout Montana way, Washington, Oregon, out that way. And they travel across the country, and they end up in a big fight with angels right around the North and South Dakota area there, part of the country. So there's always angel wars going on. You got to help the angels out, folks, because the angels love Orgone. And it's like a huge energy rush for them, especially when it's frying alien craft and destroying them. The angels don't even have to work. So, yeah, we got to knock that portal out of the northwest. And the easiest way to do that is with these hinges, getting 5-foot hinges up. You want 12 pipes. We kind of do it because of the 12 tribes of Israel, so we stay with 12 number, one for each tribe. That's what I came up with when I was doing it. You know, Dad's always guiding my thoughts anyway, so I don't really get into this whole numbers thing because Father created them. Just because Satan wants to abuse Father's number system, who cares what he thinks? But Father uses numbers too, you know. He certainly is a mathematician. Very, very meticulous. And so, you know, when I was doing my henge, I was going to do 14 because there's actually 14 tribes of Israel. But Ephraim and Manasseh shared Jacob's portion, and so you can have like 12 and 2 off to the side. Just do 12. 5-foot pipes at least. 6 or 7 foot would be awesome, but I'll tell you what, when you get to those larger pipes, I'm short as it is. I need to stand on a, you know, standing on ladders and stools just to pour resin down them, just to make sure you do them in layers, because you want to do like a 8-10 inch section at a time of the pipe, because you don't want to get caught up to where you have a bunch of hollow points in your pipe and the resin isn't soaking down. What I do is I drop the coil with crystal inside of it down, cover it with shavings, hit it on the outside of the pipe so it settles, and then I pour resin on top of that. And make sure you keep hitting that pipe with a stick or something so that the resin, as it comes down, doesn't get caught on shavings and doesn't soak all the way down through the pipe. You want the more pressure, the more power. That's why some people want to use 1.5-inch pipes or whatever, and I've been yelling for years, use the 2-inch pipes, use the 2-inch, because the resin puts pressure on the crystals, and that's what causes the crystals to activate and produce power. When you put the crystals inside copper coil, it's telling the crystal which way to which power to operate in, which way to activate. It's creating positive orgone energy. And so you want a lot of resin. The aluminum shavings is, what do you want to call it? It's like I can't even think of the word. It's a protective shield around a mesh shield around the crystals and copper. Everything works together. That's why you have to make our orgone precise and with the exact ingredients that I tell you to use. You can go to orgoneblasters.com and learn how to make your own. There's a make your own video. There's directions. It's very easy. It's only 4 ingredients. When you do pipes, just do it in sections. You know, make a 6-inch long coil and stuff it with crystals and shove it down the pipe and put shavings on top of that and then pour resin over it. Hit it with the pipe with the stick on the outside to make sure everything gets in there good. The resin soaks up the crystals good. And then start your next layer. And then you let it dry good before you start. The pipes are tedious. It takes a while to do pipes. You got to do them in sections. But I would love that. I'd love to see a henge in every state. Because we need more punch. Because, you know, CERN's opening portals up everywhere. HARP is screeching and howling through the dimensions, opening portals, working with CERN. And we need to destroy these creatures that are coming in through the portals. I want to laugh every time they talk about CERN, because I know we have a henge out there. but it's they keep producing, so you know, you never know how effective things are working. I would love to get Oregon pipes in that lake out there. I know we've got warriors in Italy and in Switzerland that can get to Geneva Lake, even if you have to hike. Put some 1 foot pipes in your backpack or whatever and drop them in that lake. You know, the CIA's underground, underwater headquarters in that lake in Geneva, Switzerland. Considering the CIA is all reptiles, Oregon would decimate them. It would decimate them. Some of these warriors in Europe, I realize you're by yourselves. You know, for a long time I was a lone warrior in Ohio. And a lot of you in the other countries, you're pretty much the only one. There's one person in Italy that I know of. There might be two. There's one person in England that I know of that was getting Oregon out. Got it in Buckingham and chased that evil witch queen out of Buckingham. So then she started going to Kensington and Balmoral. Now her big place was Balmoral. And so she was behind some stuff, some attacks going against me last week or so. And that opened the doorway for us to attack her Balmoral nest. She can be looking for someplace else to run. There's nothing at Kensington. She can't stand being on the surface. You know, when they show her on the surface, like us, we're on the surface, the lizards hate that. They can't stand to have to be on the surface because they're nocturnal beings or whatever. They like to be underground. They like to be in the darkness. And so really hate being on the surface, having to associate with other people, be seen at all these events as the queen, associating with other people. She just wants to eat them, you know. She's so evil. She just wants to eat them. Too many crystals, a bad thing. Can you overdo it? Keep your ratios good. You know, you want crystal, you want copper, you want shavings. Keep your ratios and plenty of resin, you know. And that's the thing with when you're making pipes is that you can find these nice-sized crystals that'll fit right down a 2-inch pipe, so you can just wrap the crystal itself with a copper coil and slide it down the pipe. Just make sure when you pour the resin that you're not blocking that crystals isn't big enough to where it's going to block resin from being able to get underneath it. You know, because you want the resin to get underneath and saturate everything in the pipe. Sometimes you get those big crystals in there and they block it, and then you end up with hollow areas in your pipe. That's not the death of the pipe, but the resin serves a purpose, and that is to make it produce. And you definitely want the pressure of the resin on the crystals to make them produce. And pipe, but the bucket parts are really easy because basically what they're doing is they're holding the pipe in place to begin with, because you can't just stick a pipe in the ground, it's going to fall over. Or the Asteroid Command comes on your yard and kicks them over with their feet like they were doing mine. So you definitely have to bury about a foot of the pipe inside the ground to hold it. And I found the best way to do that is to make a pipe blaster. And with pipe blasters, you can throw all kinds of huge crystals in it and just wrap the crystals themselves with copper coil. Or you can make Oregon muffins and stick them in a bucket and then take a can of resin and just pour it over the whole thing with a bunch of Oregon blasters inside the bucket. It's a different way of doing it. There's a lot of ways to do the bucket part. It doesn't have to be a full 5-gallon bucket or a gallon bucket, whatever. It's something that's going to hold the ground, holding the ground, because they will try to knock them over. They messed with mine for years, and finally we got some, I made the bucket blasters, and then I got rocks, gravel. And we just kind of cemented them in with the gravel and the bucket blasters and the dirt and buried them in the ground. And so, except this doesn't work on breaking out the concrete. So it's worked. They've left it alone. It's always something. It's always something. Hen peck, 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 peck. Come down here and knock my pipes over, you know. The stuff I have on my trail cameras, I can imagine. I know I got Noah on one of my trail cameras because I didn't know who it was. And Father said it was Noah, so I had a good laugh on that one. They're around us. You know, they're around. Father always said they cheer us on. They're cheering on the Warriors. Because we're effective. You know, you look at 300 million Americans... In 300 million Americans, how many claim they're Christians? Probably half. And how many are effective? About 4,000. 4,000. I would die laughing if we even had 4,000 warriors, because I know Father said the fraction, the number was really, really small. And that's why heaven cheers us on so much, because we give them so much joy. You know, when you've got a handful of ragtag warriors down here who just love the Lord and wanted to sock it to Lucifer, and you do it by making the Orgone and destroying his strongholds and destroying his weapons and his starships and his gold palaces in space, just from the Orgone we have on Earth that permeates space. Yeah, they're cheering us on, folks. They cheer it on. You know, you've heard from Lucifer, my Monday night shows, the trouble he has getting here. He has seen Yahushua here, and Michael, and the Father himself, and they're here. They surround me. Why? Because they love us, and they're cheering us on. We're effective. That's what I've always told you folks. You know, back in the day, Israel went to sleep. And the king was coming out with proclamations to round up the Israelites and throw them in FEMA camps and destroy them. And Esther stood up as the queen, and she armed and prepared the people. So when the king's edicts were announced, the people were ready to go to war and fight for their lives. And they defended themselves from being taken into the FEMA camps the king had prepared. And they rose up and they fought against the king's soldiers. And they won. And here we go again, folks. The White House wants to round us up and throw us in FEMA camps. Are you ready? Only particular problem we have in this day and age is we're not only just dealing with humans. We're dealing with lizards. We're dealing with aliens. So we have to have not just swords and weapons, but we're going. Because, you know, bullets will take care of the human factor, and the organ will take care of the energy being factor. One for each. You put the crystals inside the pipes. You make them just like any kind of organ. Like a muffin. You put the coil and the crystals and the resin right inside the pipes. That's how you make them. Make them in sections. Watch the video. It's on the page. Marianne put up a good video on how to make bucket blasters and orgone pipes. People asking questions in the chat room. That's what we need to do, folks. Especially if we're stuck here for another summer. Can you imagine? We need to make them pay. That's all I have to say. And we'll do that by getting a hinge in every state in this country. It's going to make them pay. Even if you don't have property, but you have access to get to a state, a national forest or somewhere and put up a hinge so no one will find it, you can tie pipes to trees. You can take shoe strings, boot strings, ropes. You could tie a 5-foot pipe to a tree and it would, no one, it would blend in so well. Not too many people are going to find it. And you could stake out a circular area and put 12 of them up and do your own hinge that way. Your own contribution to the Oregon War. So a lot of people live in apartments and stuff and they don't have property to put a hinge on. You can still contribute by putting it on somebody else's. That's father's property. It ain't the government's. Those are state and national forests. Those are father's. I don't care what they think. Every time you see a sign, no trespassing, that's a good direction of where you want to head. Don't take a vehicle. I don't know how many of those areas I've ended up in. It's always fun. Father makes you invisible. But yeah, make a plan and then work the plan, folks. Work the plan. Get together with other warriors. It would be awesome to get a hinge up down there in Arizona somewhere. Gonna work on one in Texas. Got one going up in California. Got one going up in some other states as well. So let's get busy, folks. I would love to just get a bunch of pipes, put them on a trailer, and just head across the country and help people put up hinges in their yards and stuff. So they're outrageously expensive, folks. Definitely need your support for this. Working with people also so they can get hinges put up. And it's so much fun. It draws all kinds of black helicopters and attention to your area. If you like, Air Force jets and planes and stuff, yeah, put up a couple pipes because then they come and you just get, you know, the kids love it. They love watching all these military planes. It starts to get fun. Yeah, this is why heaven cheers us on, because we're fearless. We just sock it to them. We just sock it. Sock it to the Father's enemies. So, other things you need to be thinking about for this summer, folks, besides getting a place that has access to your own water. You might be leaving those fancy houses in the suburbs and looking for a double wide on a couple acres of land. At least you have your own well and your own septic system. Water is going to be the most important resource. Get out of the cities, get off the coastlines, get away from the coastlines. Y'all gonna have enough more water than you can deal with. Southeast United States, not a place you want to be. Head farther inland away from the southeast coastline. This lady's telling me I got 90 seconds. Alright, so anyway, until next week, everybody. Till then, don't forget to support your favorite ministry on the planet. Go to SherryShriner.com. Click the donate page. Till next week, everybody. God bless.